everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Moon Talks podcast. I am your host, King Matt. A lot to get to on this rainy Friday. I want to wish a happy Friday to everyone. I don't know why I'm so excited. I got to go to work today, but that's all right. Shout out to all the fans and all the listeners for being very supportive since day one. This is my third episode back since a little 1 year layoff. Like I said, there's plenty to get to. Some tragedy, some triumph, some just bizarre case of events, mental health showing its nasty head again. First and foremost, I want to start this episode by offering my dearest and deepest condolences to the parents and families of the children and the two teachers that were died in the Texas school shooting. I want to be very, very sensitive here when it comes to this. I want to list off the names of all the kids, of the two teachers as well. Alexandra Anaya Rubio, Alethea Ramirez, Amiri Joe Garza, Annabelle Guantelupe Rodriguez, Elejana Cruz Torres, Eliana Ellie Garcia, fourth grade teacher Eva Morales, fourth grade teacher Irma Garcia, Jackie Cazares, Jayla Nicole Siganero, Jace Luvanos, Jose Flores, Layla Salazar, McKenna Lee Elroyd, Mile Rodriguez, Miranda Mathis, Neve Bravo, Rodilio Torres, Tess Marie Mata, Uzia Garcia, and Xavier Lopez. Those are the 21 individuals, innocent children, all the age of 10 years old, and the two teachers that died tragically in that Texas shooting. Irma Garcia was slain trying to protect students. Died a hero trying to protect these innocent kids. Eva Morales was teaching in that school district for over 17 years, and their lives were taken away savagely and prematurely. The real question is, how many more of these tragedies need to happen for something to be done? I hear a lot of different people speaking up, speaking out, but it starts at the top. And if our government, the governments in the states, wherever these shootings may occur, because it seems to be pretty frequent now, and America seems to be bearing the brunt of it, but how many more of these tragic events need to happen for change to actually come into the forefront here, for a difference to actually be made? The craziest part about all this is the shooter is 18 years old. Shooter's name is Salvatore Ramos, 18-year-old. That could have been his little brother, his little sister in there, and he took those innocent lives. Change is a word that a lot of people like to use, but not enforce. See, and that's the thing about society. People like to talk about what they would do, but don't actually make the steps to make it happen. And this is the thing about politics, right? In order to stay in power, people have to make tough decisions, there's no doubt about it. But they also make decisions to benefit their stay in power. Gun control has been a huge topic throughout the world, and especially in the United States, as these terrible tragedies continue to happen. But if change is never going to come, then tragedy is always going to happen. And these things are going to be a continuance. And that's what we need to put a pause on. That's what we need to stop. How many parents need to grieve? How many parents need to bury their children? Does it need to happen in a politician's backyard, in a vice president's backyard, for them to actually wake up and realize? Is it the fact that it's no one they know or no one they're related to, that it doesn't affect them? It makes you wonder, right? It makes you wonder why laws aren't tougher. You know, we know there's help. Look, I'm going to get to mental health in a bit, but there's a lot of resources for people to go and seek help. And there's also a lot of ways for it to be tougher for kids. And Salvatore Ramos technically is 18, an adult, well, here in Canada. He's 18, but he's still a kid. What is he doing with a loaded gun? You know? It just really makes you wonder how many times we have to have this discussion. How many times do we have to be outraged? Do we have to be heartbroken? How many times do parents have to grieve and lose one of their own for change to actually happen, for change to seriously be considered? It's scary to think about. It's scary to think about the fact that kids, innocent kids' lives are being taken. And these events are not taken seriously because there's a party or a group that needs to stay in power. This is all for power. Tougher gun laws make it impossible for kids of this age, young adults, to get a gun. Forget hunting, forget all that. Make it impossible. Because if you make it impossible, then the chances of us preventing this, these tragic events, become possible. These are things we all have to consider. These are things we have to really take seriously, because you know what the scariest thing about it is? When these things happen, it's sad to say, it's almost become the norm, and people say, what's next? We're almost prepared for the next tragedy. It's become so natural to us to turn on the news or to go on social media and to hear something like this happen. I don't know. To President Biden, this is your time to not turn blind, but your time to shine. How many acts like this needs to happen? Not just to President Biden, to presidents all over the world. Just be aware. Be aware. Children are the future of this world, the future of this land, the future of our generations. Let's protect them with all that we can. I don't think a child should fear going to school, seeing his friends, being educated. I don't think a child should have to fear walking into a building that he feels just as safe as he would at home. For most children, I know bullying and things of that nature are still at the forefront in our society. I'm not talking about that, but on a general scale. So once again, I just wanted to offer my condolences. My thoughts and prayers are with all the families, with all of your friends, with all of your loved ones. And I just pray, well, I hope it's just a glimmer of hope. I hope that this is going to make the people that we've put in power and that you guys have put in power, make them stop and realize. I'm tired of seeing press conferences. I'm tired of these addressing of the nations. Make a change. Make a change so that the children of this world can go to school in peace and not in fear. And to get off, not to get off this topic, because it's a very difficult topic for me to talk about, but I want to switch over to mental health, which kind of relates, because we don't know yet if Salvatore Ramos did have mental health before he was obviously killed by police in a shootout afterwards. Um, mental health does exist. There are people that go through situations in life where they do need to speak to someone, where maybe being alone and being closed in isn't the greatest tool. But I'm also aware that there's people in society that have used mental health as a license to commit and say heinous things online and commit violent and heinous acts in the world. Mental health is a serious issue and it should not be taken lightly. But it seems that some people take it so lightly, they use it to their advantage in a sick way. There's many examples of this, but the one that really hit close to home for me, because I used to live not too far away. In March, let me make sure I get her name right. 10-year-old, innocent 10-year-old child, Alicia and Daya, was just walking home from school on lunch break or whatnot, just walking down the street in Puente Alto. When Tanvir Singh just walked up to her and started to beat her heinously, savagely, for absolutely no reason. Just started to beat that poor innocent child. When he was arrested, after pretty much beating her unconscious, and thank God that she survived, and she's doing well, and she's recovering. But my biggest issue with this whole situation is obviously the attack was disgusting. And if it were me, I would throw the book at him. But because mental health has become a tool, they're putting him under psychiatric analysis. Psychiatric tests, psychiatric observation, to see if he's actually aware of what he did, if he knows right from wrong. And I say to myself, so this is the world we live in now, where people can just do the craziest things in the world and get away with it and use mental health as an excuse. This is the era we live in now, where you can bully someone, you can just mentally and physically just abuse someone to the point where they completely break down, or they're rushed to the hospital, or worse. And you can use mental health to escape the punishment for that crime. I think it's absolutely disgusting. I think that our society is going in such a horrible direction. The chaos that this world is enduring at the moment, and that has endured for a really long time, I think we've reached a point now where anything goes. If you can use something as serious as mental health to your advantage to actually commit a crime and possibly get away with it, what's next? What is next? How can you walk down the street and savagely beat up an innocent 10-year-old child, and you have the possibility of claiming you had mental health, and now you're going through psychiatric observation instead of being thrown in jail for about 15 years, because we live in Canada, so our laws are soft. I don't get it. Am I missing something here? What? How can we figure out if people are lying? Put him through a poly. See if he's lying. Because I don't think you can, you know, he can claim mental health all he wants. Everyone's always going to say, oh, he's crazy. Oh, he's crazy. Oh, he's crazy. This is, human beings have become actors right before our very eyes. Everyone's talking about the Will Smith slap, right? People have become actors in real life. For you to beat up a child and say that you're crazy, for me, is an absolute excuse. Because if you're crazy, you should be locked up in a Douglas, in an asylum. You should be on medications, and people should be monitoring your health. You should not be walking the streets and beating up 10-year-old children. This is my opinion, and I'm sure a lot of people will share it. Enough is enough. Mental health is a serious condition, it's a serious situation, and I'm sick and tired of people using it as a tool to their advantage to get away with literally murder. Enough is enough. Like, we are living in chaos. We are living in really, really bad and dangerous times right now. I don't know what is going on. There's kids, I don't know if it was yesterday or on Wednesday, in Sacramento, California, there was a child found with a gun in his desk. Like, how? How did he have the ability to get a gun? Did he steal it from his dad? Where did his dad have it? Did he have it in a safe place? How can an 8 or 9-year-old get a loaded gun and bring it to school? It baffles me to see that we're living in this time right now. After everything we've seen, after everything we've witnessed with these tragedies, with these shootings, with these stabbings, with these... What needs to happen next for people to wake up and realize that change, real change, and not talk of change, needs to happen? I'm not sure, but it's scary. It's really scary to think where we're heading. It really is. So I'm just praying for justice. I'm praying for justice, and I hope that Tanvir Singh, I hope you get exactly what you deserve. Because the act you committed was disgusting, deplorable, egregious. And you should be served all the justice in the law, if not worse, for what you did to that poor little girl. And I want to salute her and say hi to her. And I hope she's doing really well. And I hope her family can find some sort of peace. I know that the criminal and justice system can be very unfair, but I hope that justice will be served in this situation. So it is the weekend. I don't really have any plans considering I'm working all weekend. I will be going to see my dog, of course. Always a pleasure to see him. And I also want to give a special shout out this week. This week, I want to give a shout out to the Bill 96 rally that happened yesterday. I believe it was downtown. As you know, the French Charter and the House of Assembly, National Assembly, whatever, passed the Bill 96 law, which is pretty much an attack on all Anglophones, in my opinion, and in the opinion of all Anglophones. French is pretty much being forced on us in provincial buildings, workplaces, schools. You know, they're pretty much hammering this Bill 96 down our throats. There was a march against it yesterday. I was not able to attend because I had to work. But like I said, I was with all you guys in spirit. As you know, ELM, that's a movement that I'm going by because English lives do matter. So ELM is my movement. I believe this is an attack on our language. It's not a crime to speak English. It's not a crime to be English. It's not a crime to be born into an English family. And I think that this government, what they're trying to do is disgusting. There's already talk of them having a referendum to try to separate. You guys have tried that many times. How'd that work out for you? Not too well. So, you know, nothing surprises me anymore, to be honest. I could say that I'm appalled and I'm disgusted, but nothing surprises me anymore. And I just want to let all my English people know that we all stand together and we are united. And English lives matter, and that's what it is. I do respect the French language. Like, let's not get that twisted. I respect the French language. If I walk into an establishment and you address me in French, I'll address you in French. But my mother tongue is English. I was born English and I will die English. So the Bill 96 charter will affect me in provincial buildings, whatnot. Okay, I'll deal with it. But I will never abandon my language for anyone, for any government, for any human being. So to all my Anglophones, ELM, we stand together in unity. And I want to salute everyone that attended the anti-Bill 96 rally yesterday. You are my thoughts, and I was there in spirit, so I salute you guys. I don't know why we cannot live in harmony, but you know that there's racism and there's a lot of prejudice in this city, along with the world, that we've had to deal with for a very long time, and we're going to continue to deal with. But God is good, and English lives will always matter, so ELM always. Now, let's switch quickly over to sports. I know you guys like your sports updates. Notice I said guys, not gals. Gals, all right, we're over it. Just a little update. The Golden State Warriors are back in the NBA Finals, defeating the Dallas Mavericks last night, 120-110. Klay Thompson finally showed up, went 8 for 16 from 3, 32 points. And the Golden State Warriors are back once again in the NBA Finals. They will play the winner of the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics. That game is tonight, with Boston up 3-2 in the series, and they can close it out. That's the finals I predicted, actually, in the NBA, in case you guys forgot. I did predict Boston versus Golden State. I think that's going to be a tremendous matchup because Boston's a really good defensive team. Plus, they have two stars in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And, of course, the Splash Brothers in Golden State. The emergence of Jordan Poole, defensive stopper Draymond Green, and others. So I'm predicting that my prediction will come to fruition, but the Miami Heat are a good team. They are the number one seed for a reason. So that game is tonight, I believe, at 8:30, Boston versus Miami. Boston up 3-2. They can close it out and play Golden State in the finals. Obviously, NHL scores. The Carolina Hurricanes beat the Rangers 3-1 to take a 3-2 series lead. And the Edmonton Oilers defeated the Calgary Flames 5-4 in the first overtime to advance to the Western Conference Finals. Congratulations to the Oilers and Connor McDavid. I know he's been there a long time and he's wanted to taste this moment. So congratulations to him and the entire Oilers organization. Shout out to the Canadian team for making it far in the playoffs. Guys, I want to wish everyone a great weekend. I know this is a little short episode, but I just wanted to get some key things off my chest this week. Salute those poor innocent kids and their families and all their loved ones for the horrible Texas shooting. And really give the government another message, because they really need to get a hammer on the head for this one. Change needs to happen. I do not want to have to come on here and talk about another school shooting. I do not want this. This has been going on for way too long, and we really, really need to make a change. We need to be united and just come together, because this is a tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. Are we not fed up? I think I know I am. I also want to wish my condolences to the family of Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta, living legend, passed away yesterday of natural causes in his sleep at the age of 67 years old. For all you guys that don't know Ray Liotta, Henry Hill, he played Henry Hill in Goodfellas, one of the all-time greatest movies, among other great films. So rest in peace to the great actor, Ray Liotta. Guys, This was another episode of the Moon Talks podcast. I love you guys. Shout out to all the listeners and all the fans. Thank you for all the support. And we'll be back next week for another episode. God bless you. ELM always. Peace. Have a great weekend and be safe.